member of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's Afro-Latin cabinet caused a storm Sunday when his criticism of Palestinian health being witnessed as inhumane was interpreted as comparing the Israeli army's actions to Nazi war crimes. Justice Minister Tommy Lapid, the only Holocaust survivor in the government, said television images of an old woman picking through rubble for medicine had reminded him of his grandmother, who was killed by the Nazis. As his colleagues protested over Lapid, warned that Israel will be kicked out of the United Nations, and those responsible for the death and destruction of occupied Palestinian territory will be tried at the International Court in The Hague. The Justice Minister said, "We look like monsters in the eyes of the world." The comments were said to reflect a growing debate in Israel over the justification for a campaign that has left 41 Palestinians dead, reduced dozens of homes to rubble for international condemnation, and yielded one arms smuggling tunnel. Meanwhile, Israeli forces withdrew from two key neighborhoods of the Iraq-Iran refugee camp on Monday, as residents venturing out in the Tel Sultan and Brazil districts begged for water while they confronted demolished homes, flattened greenhouses, and torn-up streets flowing with raw sewage after Israeli tanks rumbled out. The United Nations said that Rafah needed massive humanitarian aid. Peter Hansen, head of the UN Relief and Works Agency, said the destruction is probably the worst case seen in occupied territory, and this could be unacceptable. New video footage showing Iraqis celebrating a desert wedding raised more questions Monday about a U.S. airstrike last week that killed some 40 people. U.S. military insisted that most of the dead were foreign guerrilla fighters who had slept over the nearby Syrian border. Local people said the Americans massacred wedding guests. Associated Press Television News had obtained footage of the wedding from a survivor of the strike early on May 19. The video, which lasts for several hours, shows a large wedding party. Separate footage shot by AP cameraman the following day shows fragments of musical instruments, pots and pans, and brightly colored bedding used for celebrations scattered around a bombed-out tent. There are also fragments of ordnance that appear to have U.S. markings. One of the men found dancing in a tent later appeared dead. An AP reporter and photographer who interviewed more than a dozen survivors a day after the bombing were able to identify many of them on the wedding party video. The survivors say dozens of missiles were launched late at night after the festivities had ended, and that women and children were among those killed, as were the bride and groom. Iraqi officials said at least 13 children were killed, and the AP reporter claimed names of at least 10 whom relatives said had died. U.S. Brigadier General Mark Kimmel, top military spokesman in Iraq, has denied finding evidence that any children died in the raid, although he admitted that, in his words, a farm full of women, perhaps 4 to 6, were caught up in the engagement. United Nations human rights officials have expressed shock, affirming that even if some of the bombarded house were involved in criminal activity, that was no excuse for carnage. So I'm going to cue this top stories for this Monday, May 24th, once again, RHC's headline. Top U.S. general in Iraq denies reportedly witnessed prisoner abuse as more indications of a cover-up emerge. From our studios in Savannah, I'm Mike Smith.